Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm still in a New Year kind of mood because we're after the Christmas shows closed and before the new shows open. They're opening this weekend. But in the meantime, I picked up a book. I had gotten in the mail, this is so lovely, The Great Elizabeth Ashley, the definitive interpreter of Tennessee Williams, the great Broadway actress known from the 1970s. She was the original Corey in Barefoot in the Park. And then she did Shaw's Cleopatra. She did Tennessee Williams' favorite, Cat in a Hot Tin Roof. She did Skin of Our Teeth. And she was inducted in the Theater Hall of Fame. And I had been instrumental in this, and she sent me a copy of her book inscribed as a thank you. And so I thought, during this little period of time, let's give that another read. And just to be reminded of what a beautiful memoir that is. So much insight into Broadway, into Hollywood, and into health issues, and into her life and her vivid personality. So, of course, I've been reading it aloud in her voice. I often try to read things and say things in the voice of Elizabeth Ashley. Fabulous voice. She is the definitive Broadway actor of the 1970s. Julie Harris, great actor of her time, and Catherine Cornell, great actor of her time. And then for a period of time, Cherry Jones was doing everything. And it got me thinking about who's around now. And right now, look at Laurie Metcalf, how much work she's doing on the Broadway stage.
Most of our listeners probably know her more from TV. Most recently as the mother of Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory. And
she was Roseanne's sister.
Yes.
In Roseanne Barr's television show. But she's originally from Chicago, was one of the first group of actors in the Steppenwolf Theater Company. She just did Little Bear Ridge Road on Broadway, a new play, beautiful, beautiful play. And now she will be opening this spring on Broadway in Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman with Nathan Lane.
Now, Nathan Lane is Willie Loman, I guess.
Why not? I think that he can play that trying too hard little loser kind of guy.
He's so funny. He's not sad enough. But Laurie Metcalf, she was recently in Three Tall Women. You're right. Every year she's a star.
She has two Tonys, one of them for Three Tall Women, the Edward Albee play. Which then gets me, of course, thinking to what else is coming onto Broadway in the spring, because these are the shows that will be done by Buffalo's small professional theaters in the next few years, and these are the shows that will tour Touches, the musicals coming up. You look at the roster, Every Brilliant Thing, a solo play, which will bring Daniel Radcliffe, people know him as Harry Potter, back to Broadway.
Now, we already had Every Brilliant Thing with Kevin Craig a couple of years ago.
Yes.
Folks will remember that.
Second Gen did that. But this would clearly be an excuse to bring a movie star back to Broadway. And Daniel Radcliffe has worked on Broadway regularly. Then things move from off-Broadway to Broadway, as with Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats, the Jellicle Ball, re-envisioning of that, which will also feature, in addition to Andre DeShields, Buffalo's own Dudney Joseph.
Oh, now that is a must-see. Love both
yes.
of them.
And what Broadway season is complete without a jukebox musical, Titanic, a camp parody of the movie Titanic.
Okay.
Using the music of Celine Dion.
Oh, my heart will go on. Well, right now, opening this weekend, we have a Mamma Mia. That's a jukebox musical. Well, I don't know. As I recall, Anthony, you and probably everyone in Western New York likes jukebox musicals.
Well, jukebox musicals are not all one thing. Some of them are straight-out reviews, or Beautiful, the Carole King musical, which actually tells the story of her life through her music.
Or the one about the Four Seasons.
Jersey Boys. I think that Mamma Mia is among the more successful, but I liked ABBA's music more when I saw it in a musical, and I liked it even more when Cher recorded it.
So, just as with Judy Garland, when and how did Cher become such a gay icon? What did she do?
I just, being larger than life, I think, sometimes these women who cross social boundaries, thinking like Judy Garland, Marlena Dietrich, Betty Davis, these very vivid personalities, I think absolutely Cher, look at her old TV show coming out with the Bob Mackie costumes every week. Another outrageous gown, always with some kind of a cape or a cloak that would get cast aside as she comes charging down the stage. Drag performances as Cher become a bit redundant.
That's fabulous. Can I quote you on that?
Yeah, sure. And Mamma Mia has a bit of the flavor of that. I think it was genius to put Cher into the second Mamma Mia movie. Okay, so out with the old, in with the new. A whole new crop of shows coming up this weekend. Mamma Mia, we've got Preservation up at first look.
On a smaller note, a play, Blood on Linoleum or Retail Horror, a two-titled play. Post-industrial production about the horrors of retail at the Lorna C. Hill Theater. Rent up at Lockport's Palace Theater. And Shrek the Musical.
Shrek the Musical, O'Connell and Company, down at the Smith Theater. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.